How should a company respond if a consumer asks it to stop tracking his or her behavior on the company's website? And what role should a browser play in helping consumers communicate their preferences regarding online tracking? Well, those are just two questions that we'll look to answer with our tech guru, Jesse Filer, this morning. Jesse is a developer, consultant, and author specializing in iOS FileMaker databases and technologies for small businesses, nonprofits, and municipal governments. His most recent books are I Work for Dummies, SAMS, Teach Yourself Core Data in 24 Hours, and its companion Objective-C in 24 Hours. His app, Minutes Machine for iPad, is available on the App Store. It helps nonprofits, homeowner associations, and small businesses manage meetings and generate minutes in real time. His website is northcountryconsulting.com, northcountryconsulting.com. And Jesse always puts up great links about what we're talking about on his website, so you can go there and kind of follow along with what we're talking about. So at the end of the segment, you can check it out and read more if you are interested. Jesse, always wonderful to have you here. Thank you
very
much.
Good to be here.
You know, I will admit stupidity on this front, in the sense of I've been reading about Do Not Track. I've been reading about the legislation that Senator Rockefeller and others have put forward. I've been reading about how advertisers and companies have been dealing with and not dealing with the issue of Do Not Track. And what I didn't know is that on my laptop that sits before me right here in the studio, that I had the power to even do that.
Yes, you have the power to turn off lots of the tracking information on cell phones. And these are the links. I put up the major links for cell phones and operating systems of where you turn off tracking.
Okay.
But it is not easy. And you may not want to do it.
Okay. So let's talk about that, because here are the two issues. One is that, and this is something that even that Facebook has brought up, is that by doing that, you limit yourself from doing things like liking a friend's picture on their site in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
And also that, from my reading of this, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the language that some operating systems use and then that the companies use is different. So you may be opting out of something that you don't necessarily want to opt out of because there's different language being used.
So you're confused.
Extremely.
And this confusion has never occurred to you in the context of modern marketing before.
Well, I never said that.
That was a question.
I never said that. You know, what I find, I guess maybe a good starting place in all this is, why would we want this? Why would we not want to be tracked?
Okay, the classic response to that is, and it's true, the classic response is that some people like to be tracked because they like, for example, logging onto a website that you log on to every day.
Right.
Like, let's say, a weather website, and seeing the weather customized for three locations that you always want to see.
Yes.
Okay. If you're not tracked, you can't do that. You've got to pick where you want to see every morning. So that type of tracking, and some e-commerce tracking is necessary just to complete the transaction. Because you have to be able to go from one screen to another, and they have to know what's in your shopping cart. Now, that kind of tracking most people want. The question is, what remains on the site after you've completed the transaction or after you've gone? But, and again, this is a classic example. Let's say you go to a shopping site, and you put one item in your shopping cart.
Right.
And something happens to distract you from the computer, and you go on and do something else, and then you realize, I wonder whatever happened. And if you go back to that site, many people would like to see that shopping cart with that one item still in it.
Right.
So that kind of tracking is the kind of tracking that most people think that they want.
It's usually the cat, isn't it, that causes the kerfuffle to get you away from the computer?
No. It's usually Rex snoring. An 80-pound dog snoring is a bigger distraction than a cat jumping on the keyboard.
Okay, but, gotcha.
Whatever. Whatever happens, whatever part of the animal kingdom has interfered with
your
human life.
Your may vary, right.
You know, you may wind up with a shopping cart that's, you know. So that kind of tracking is something that people want.
Yes.
The kind of tracking that, and the whole tracking problem comes up if you start looking at it, is, you know, I think we've talked before about what's happening with automation. We're getting more and more involved with automation with now that we have computers everywhere,
you know,
carrying them with us, wearing them and so forth. But for the first, like, decades of computer automation, we were automating manual tasks. And even today, we're automating manual tasks. We're doing date books. We're doing things like that. What we're doing now is we're automating tasks that never could have been done manually. And that's where tracking comes in. Because the Federal Trade Commission has a do not call list and a do not mail list. And you can say, I don't want unsolicited calls on this phone number. I don't want unsolicited mail at this address. That's very easy. But when we're going into ads on web pages, it's hard to know. It's hard to say, I don't want to see an ad, me, this person. But the ads are placed there automatically based on your behavior, and that's where the tracking comes in. So instead of buying an ad in a magazine or on a website where the website is relevant to the product that you're selling, you can buy an ad, a single ad at a time, one single ad that will go out to people who have recently looked up this in a search engine or that in a search engine. So in other words, saying that the Modern Pastry Chef website is where you should advertise your kitchen tools. Instead of that, you can say, I want to advertise to people who have looked up recipes for desserts. So it's a different way around, and you don't have that single phone number or address that you can block. And that's where everything starts out.
When the legislation was once again launched, and it brought with it a spate of articles from different sources about this issue of do not track, and one of the things that came out of these articles is, and this coverage, is how companies are currently responding to when you opt out. And the word that is so often used to explain and to portray how companies respond is ignore. And I thought that was telling, obviously. And I guess the reason is for what you mentioned before of kind of perhaps a misunderstanding that they feel the consumer has in what this will ultimately do, that they won't be able to fulfill their transaction. They won't be able to like a picture on a friend's Facebook page if this is indeed followed through. Is that true? Do I have that right?
That's what a lot of people are saying. And you see, it's much easier with email and with phone calls because you can say, just do not send to this address.
If this comes from this company, I'm going to block it. And anything that comes from that company, I'm not going to see it. And we're all set.
Right. And the company has to respond to an unsubscribe list. That's easy. But what happens with tracking is the demand-side platforms, which is what these companies are called that are doing this aggregation, is an advertiser can go in and say, I want to spend up to this amount of money placing this ad in front of people who have done that. And they really don't care who those people are. They want the behavior, the people who have done a certain thing. And that's what gets really tricky. Now, people are working on it. The industry is working on counterproposals. The World Wide Web Consortium is working on it, and they should be out in a couple of years with it. There is a do not track header.
A couple of years.
It actually is a very complicated and interesting thing. Because, of course, you know, the web was first talked about in 1988. and 89. And you know, of course, the purpose for which the web was invented, don't you?
I mean, I have a smart alecky answer, but I don't know what...
What's the smart alecky answer?
Well, porn. What is the real answer?
I think the real answer is that the web was invented as a way to deliver advertising to users.
Okay. Yeah. You know. All right.
So you have two somewhat smart alecky.
Okay. All right.
And the intersection of the two is where the big bucks are, I think.
Yes. Yeah, they're not really unrelated, actually. Yeah. Okay.
However, to return to Do Not Track, the issue is that having someone's history in a browser is useful to advertisers, absolutely. But it's also useful to law enforcement, and it's also useful to people themselves in their transactions. So what browsers have are the abilities to turn off, they usually call it private, you turn on private browsing, so no record is kept of where you have been in the browser. You can also send Do Not Track headers to every website you ask for, and a Do Not Track header at this point asks that website to record your preference for not being tracked. Mm. And recording the preference can take many forms, but it doesn't require action. One of the things the World Wide Web Consortium is looking at in the new standards is some way, and Congress is looking into, some way to put some teeth into this so that if you say do not track, it will behave the same as do not call or do not email.
One of the things that I was looking at in reading the legislation, which, okay, I understood some of it. In reading the legislation that was put forward by Senator Rockefeller and others, is that isn't expected to have, it doesn't have, you know, legs really, yeah, of going anywhere. And this is the third time, I believe, that it has been proposed. However, the one of the things that I found striking about it is that how you do it was never spelt out. And basically, they throw it into the Trade Commission's lap and say, okay, FTC, you do it. You figure it out.
I don't really have a problem with that.
Okay, no, but again, it means that it's not really, it still hasn't been spelled out as to how it happens. Like how you do it, how you answer this problem if indeed you want to solve it.
How, I'm trying to think of the polite way of saying that I would be more comfortable with a solution proposed by the professionals at the Federal Trade Commission rather than the professionals in the halls of Congress.
Gotcha.
It's a very tricky thing. And the FTC has, in fact, done really good work on trying to see how to attack this problem. And they have done the canned spam thing and the Do Not Call registry. So they've got a background there.
Am I being overly generic if I say that probably if you polled people and the Gallup organization, when they may very well have done this, I don't know, but that if people were polled, that most American consumers would be somewhere in the middle, in the sense of they don't want everything taken away, but they don't want to get everything either. They want that balance of, you know, they want what they want, and they want to have some control over it.
I think you're probably right, but I think the problem that I see, and this is just from looking at it mostly from the technical side, is because the demand-side platforms are the ones, and that sort of industry, they're the ones managing the tracking. They don't know, they don't really know who it is. So if you want to say, I don't mind being tracked by this company or that company, which you can do with spam, but here you have these supposedly neutral parties who are doing the collection, and they're selling that collection on demand to the advertiser who wants to put those bodies or those computer addresses together with some dollars for the advertising. It's an interesting and complicated issue.
I have two things I have to ask you about. One is, I mean, isn't part of the problem just the word track, that we don't want to be tracked? that we just want to come and do something. We don't necessarily want to be watched or tracked, or they have the idea, because I think we have that big brother image just through that word, this demagoguery of, you know, we're being tracked by the evil corporation kind of thing.
Yeah, I think there's definitely that's definitely a big part of it. It's just as, you know, if you walk down the street when you're walking your dog or your cat, and you happen to notice that in a certain house, a curtain always, you know, moves as you walk by.
Yes.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, one of those spooky things.
Yeah.
Also, is the term? Are we not using the term cookies anymore?
No, that's usually how tracking is done.
Okay. All right.
Because what the cookie is...
Because I realized in a lot of this, I wasn't reading a lot about cookies, and I thought that's sort of what cookies were.
Yes.
And I didn't see a lot of that, so I just wanted to make sure there was a connection.
A cookie is something that a website, a little piece of information that can be placed on your computer's hard drive in a known location so that the... And they can put whatever information they want there, so that when you go back to that website a second time, then they can see the last time you logged in or what your user ID is, whatever has been stored there. And those are often conveniences, but you can't tell the difference between a cookie that is used to make your second visit to a website effortless because you don't have to log in again. You can't tell the difference really between that and a tracking cookie. Where the big, big challenge was, which is being tightened up on Apple, is tightening up on it now in the latest mobile operating system, iOS 6, is that it was possible, and I believe it's also the Android situation, every device has a unique identifier. So your iPhone or your Android phone has a unique identifier, and if that identifier is then used, transmitted to a website, they can see where this phone is going. It can see the websites that it's gone to. So that's a way of tracking a phone, and that typically means you're tracking an individual because people tend to use their own phone.
For Apple users, there is in Safari a option for private browsing.
Yes.
Does that get involved here?
Yes. Private browsing means they don't keep the record of it.
Okay.
There is also a preference for do not track. So that's if you really want to be independent, you would turn on private browsing so there's no record on your computer of where you've been. No, there is a record, but not an obvious record.
There's not a record on the machine, but there is a record within.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
It's just.
There's a forensic record.
The history,
yes,
is not generated.
Is kept, yes.
And you can also turn on the preference for do not track.
Yes.
And then on iOS, on the mobile devices, and this is, I give the examples for Android and Apple and so forth, you can turn on other options so that Apple has made it impossible for developers starting now to get the unique identifier of the device. So what you can, as a developer, what you can get is an identifier that identifies that device to that app. But you can't put that identifier together with an identifier for that device from another app. So you can't say that this person is interested in browsing sites about Scandinavia and sites about dogs and cats and sites about French pastries.
Mm.
Those identifiers will be split by app. That's in process now.
This is why I love you, because we've been talking about this issue for almost 20 minutes, and I have no idea where you stand on it. But I don't know how you feel about it.
Because I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because I guess that's sort of where I find myself. Like I see the need for it. You know, I see some need of wanting to have some control over what I have access to and what I don't, and what information other third parties have about what I do.
Yeah.
And I certainly want that control. And yet I also don't want to be inconvenienced. I don't want to be overly bothered by having to go, having it take me 10 extra minutes to do something that I want to do that would be very simple on the web. I don't really know.
Well, I will tell you what really annoys me about it is when it's done badly.
Tracking.
The tracking. And I will give an example without mentioning the brand name.
Okay. That's not nearly as fun, but go ahead.
In January, and when I finish the next sentence, it'll really be frustrating. In January, I bought myself a new coffee machine.
Okay.
It is the greatest coffee machine I have ever had. I adore this coffee machine. So that's the setup to it.
Okay.
Before I bought it, I did my due diligence, which involves sitting at the computer looking at coffee machines. And I looked at that company's website several times and went out and bought the thing. And I'm very happy with it. Because they've tracked those searches, I am getting ads for the coffee machine. I do not want to see ads for the coffee machine.
Because you've already purchased it.
I've purchased it. If they want to start showing me ads for that coffee machine in 5 years, I may be receptive to it. If they want to start showing me ads in 1 year because the damn thing is broken by then, I will not be receptive at all. But I do not want to see 3 times a day ads for this coffee machine.
Yeah.
So to me, this is tracking being used incorrectly.
So, yeah, all right. I have 30 seconds, and I have a huge question to ask, so I'm not going to ask it. But it was about the ads that we see. But maybe we can talk about that at another time. Because I am fascinated, because if you go to whatever the site you go to, whether it be the New York Times or to another news site or to, I don't know, something, some news site or some information site, and these ads pop up and you go, oh wow, how did they know that I was interested in that? And this is sort of how this happens, but it's really fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Jesse Filer provides consulting services to small businesses and nonprofits. His website is northcountryconsulting.com. At that web address, at northcountryconsulting.com, you have all the links to tell people how they can track and not track and do not track and track me for all whatever system you're using.
Yes. Most of them are there.
They're all there. Oh, yeah. Most of them there. Right. I guess you can't say all because somebody out there is like, I have. Again, it's northcountryconsulting.com. Jesse Filer, it is always a delight to have you here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.